This is Robert. Alioni.com. That's Alioni.com, not Alioni.com. It's Alioni.com. Three fears going into the Michigan State game. First, I just want to say this. I'm afraid of this game and I'm worried, but I'm still on a high. You know, I've watched the game four times now. I might go watch the first drive of the second half again right now. It's just good. That was one of our better wins in years. Penn State down or not, they still had a defense, and we still ran and threw all over them. That was just great. So these three fears are predicated with the fact that, you know, I'm still floating on air. Because of that, fear number one is I'm worried about a letdown game. It's been some talk this week, and I think I even mentioned it, that this could be a hangover game or a trap game for Michigan State. They had Wisconsin 2 weeks ago, and then their hated rival Michigan last week, where they went into Michigan and shut down Denard and beat them. So it's a classic trap game for them, but it's also a letdown game for us. We played pretty good, five straight games. We feel really good about ourselves after, you know, going into Happy Valley and winning. Do we get a little overconfident? Do we get a little over, you know, hey, we're going to look at this game like we looked at the last one, and they're overlooking us, and we're just going to go punch them in the mouth and maybe take it for granted a little bit. So I'm a little worried about that. Number two, I'm worried about how balanced Michigan State's offense is. You know, against Missouri, we knew we just had to shut down the passing game. We were pretty sure, especially, you know, after Derek Washington got suspended, we were pretty sure they weren't going to be able to run the ball on us, so we focused on the passing game. Northern Illinois, we focused on their run game. We tried to shut down their running back because we knew they probably weren't going to pass it very well against us. Even Ohio State, you know, wasn't as balanced, and Penn State definitely wasn't as balanced as what we're going to see on Saturday. So, you know, I saw an interview with Vic Koning this week where he was talking about, you know, I can't cheat this weekend with my play calls. You know, I can't cheat because I know they're not going to burn us with the arm. Because this week we have to cover both. We have to make sure we're handling both sides of it. Because they are really balanced. Two great running backs, pretty good receivers, best quarterback, throwing quarterback we'll face. Maybe Blaine Gabbert's better, but I still hate him. So this offense is really going to be a test for our defense. Are we ready? I hope so, but I'm a little worried. Third fear is that these are probably the best linebackers we'll have faced. No, you know, apologies to Ross Holman and company at Ohio State, but Greg Jones is really good. Eric Gordon's really good. I hate saying the word Eric Gordon. We need a different name for him. I don't even want to say it, but both Gordon and Jones are really good. So Mikel, I hope you're ready, because this is, you know, they're really strong against the run. They're kind of weak against the pass. So, you know, that could be half full, half empty. You know, we could look at this as, we match up well because our weakness in throwing is their weakness in covering the pass. But, you know, as I talked about last week, we lined up against Penn State and said, fine, put eight in the box. We don't care. We're going to run it, and you're going to have to try and stop us. We're going to run with our quarterback. We're going to run with our tailbacks, all three of them. Just go ahead and try and stop us. We'll probably do the same thing on Saturday against Michigan State. Will it be as successful with these linebackers? Gosh. I'm worried about it. You know, I get where I'm looking at this as a trap game and thinking, you know what? We could really surprise them. We could really show up on the national radar after this week. And then I kind of talk myself back down, realizing they have linebackers that can shut down our run game, and they have an offense that can really give the most problems to our defense that we've seen all year. So those are my concerns, but hey, we got a chance to start the season 4-2. I would have never guessed. So let's just throw it all out there and go get it. Go Illini.